Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Richard in Georgia, who wants to know, is the deduction for charitable donations of $500 or less without receipts still allowed? Well, Richard, it's not exactly about taking deductions without receipts, and it's not exactly $500. There is a $500 limit for non-cash contributions, things you give away to organizations like the Salvation Army or Goodwill, but not really for cash donations. And when it comes to the non-cash things, sure, sometimes it's a pain to wait through slow lines to get a receipt. But if you choose to drop and run, be sure as heck to have a list of all the items you donated, the date of the donation, the name of the organization, and the address where you physically dropped them off. And personally, I would never show exactly $500 without receipts. It's kind of a red flag. Now, for donations you made using money, things like checks, cash, and so forth, you do need a receipt from the organization for every single donation of $250 or more. Be sure you get those receipts, or you're apt to lose the right to take the deduction. As to the small donations, I wouldn't go overboard with lots of little things if I had no checks or receipts. When you're audited, the IRS examiner has discretion about insisting on getting some kind of proof for those smaller donations. There are still a few places where you can simply drop off some cash or coins into a box. But if you're audited, can you name any one place where you drop money into a box? Remember, handouts to panhandlers on the street don't count as deductible contributions. So be prepared with a written list of all the organizations to whom you gave cash donations and when you gave them, and where you made those donations. Remember, if you got something for the donation, like a meal, tickets to a show, t-shirt, or something really grand, videos or stuff, you will need to deduct the value of the gifts you receive. And no, my friend, script you buy from your kid or your neighbor's child is not a donation. You are getting the face value of the coupon in groceries or merchandise. Try to make your donations via checks, credit cards, or payroll withholding. You're so much better off. And remember, you can find answers to questions about deducting contributions and all kinds of other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.